I'm here with Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Ed, give us your thoughts on opening week of the legislature. What was the vibe?
I think the overall mood is wanting to get things done after 2 years in which a lot of people really felt not much was accomplished. And I think you really saw in the big picture Senate President Kevin Grantham, a Republican, House Speaker Chrisanta Duran, a Democrat, and Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper on the same page. All three of them talked about needing more money for transportation and wanting to address the affordable housing situation through construction defects reform. So it really seemed like they are pushing in the same direction there. Now, the governor, especially on transportation, seemed to be trying to push in a very specific direction, whereas Republicans are talking about cutting from the budget and possibly going to the voters to ask for a tax hike for transportation. The governor kind of threw down the gauntlet a little bit and said, look, there's no money to cut in the budget. We just need to go to the voters. But in general, there is kind of a symbiosis on those issues that everybody's moving in the same direction, even if the details revealed in the first 2 days of the session were not the same.
Peter, do you think that bodes well for reaching some consensus over the next 4 months?
Well, I think now is the time. The election is out of the way, the most divisive, polarizing election in any of our recent memory. Hickenlooper pointed to that during his State of the State address. He called for healing. Yes, you know, the midterms aren't in 2 years. This is the time they can come to a compromise. What that will be, we don't know, but they definitely want to get the funding. They definitely want to get the defects done. But, you know, it's funny, in one breath, you know, the governor was calling for bipartisanship to get it done, and then in the other, he talked about health care and what Congress is about to do on that, and he kind of tried to back Republicans into a corner on this by saying, we don't need this body of Congress dictating state policy. Well, that's something that Republicans should love in theory, right? Except for when it comes to repealing the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, there was a tone of bipartisanship. Yes, it seems like they can get it done, but there's definitely those layers of partisanship still out there. So we'll see what they actually accomplish.
Flowing from that, Democrats had said they wanted to do a better job of listening to people. Republicans said that as well. One of those areas was rural Colorado. And Ed, we saw the governor highlight rural Colorado very early on during his State of the State address.
Early and often. In fact, he really only had three new initiatives that he announced, and two of them specifically targeted rural Colorado. One is appointing a state broadband office in order to get the total area of the state that is now covered by high-speed internet from 70% currently to 100% by 2020. The second one was appointing a point person to oversee rural economic development measures, especially for communities that have been hard hit by, say, the coal industry withering away. The devil's in the details. You know, generally, Democrats love these ideas. Republicans said, okay, I like the concept, but I'm curious where he thinks the private sector comes in and the public sector comes in here. And there was a little bit of bitterness, too, from some rural Republicans who said, well, look, he's talking about helping rural Colorado now. However, some of the clean energy measures he's put through in the last 6 years have hurt rural Colorado.
But yeah, going back to all of these funding issues that the legislature is going to have to come to an agreement on, the governor isn't quite yet ready to let go of his hospital provider fee proposal, restructuring it as an enterprise fund to come up with money, free money for state spending. He was still mentioned it again. Chrisanta Duran, the House Speaker, has kind of let it go a bit. I would not expect to see that go anywhere this year, and they're going to have to come up with another solution to come up with the funding.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.